Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
I'm going to tell you how you have to talk to kids. Okay. You have to make them explain an exact question.
Explain
the standard, because I don't understand the standard.
What is your gold standard? What is the one album that you say, if it doesn't sound like this, it's no good? Because you keep going back to that.
I think you need to be able to rap well.
What does that mean?
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Dead in Hip Hop. My name is Ken. I'm here with FIFO. Damone Tyrell. Jay. And Rock. All right, so Mike, as you can see, Mike and B are not on this episode. You've been wanting younger people on the show to represent your generation, so we've done that. It's part of a Dead Hip Hop youth movement, I guess is what I'm gonna call it. But if you guys wanna know what they think about this topic or any other topic they're not on, hit them up on Twitter, or Mike has a Facebook page, B has a Facebook page. Y'all hit them up, y'all know where to find them. But yeah, they're not on here, so chill with all the comments. I want to know where a wish such and such is here, because they're not. You know that now. We've talked about this in different forms of fashions before in other videos. Make sure you go to the channel, subscribe to the channel, check out all of our other videos that we have on there. Go to the website, cop merch, become a Patreon subscriber, help support what we're doing here. So we're going to jump into it. Earlier this week, on August 11th, on the Dead in Hip Hop Twitter, there was a tweet that went out that basically said that, you know, that was the day of hip hop. Hip hop was born on that day in 1973. And for the record, I wasn't born yet, so y'all can kill those jokes.
But I don't know.
But yeah, I think what was interesting though was that there were two questions. What does hip hop mean to you? And do we think hip hop is in, you know, a good place right now? I feel like we always talk about this like every year, or so often. But I think this is gonna be interesting because we have guys and gals that are in their 20s. Two artists. Damone is a rapper. Mm-hmm. You guys know Rock, she's a rapper as well. They're both artists. And so it's gonna be interesting to hear their take, plus, you know, with them being younger, just to hear kind of what they think about it. I'm the OG, you guys already know this. And rappers.
Yeah, I'm almost there.
OG in training. OG in training.
Three phase. You know what I'm saying? I'm converting over.
Let's take the first question, man. Like, what does hip hop mean to you?
Music, really, in general, is like lifesavers. Therapeutic is something that is necessary and needed, at least for me. And with hip hop, in the midst of the music, is like home.
You know, like for me, what hip hop means to me, man, is it's the voice of what's happening. You know what I'm saying? Because I
even
feel like
today?
Us, yes. Why you even today? Even today. It's just that we have more artists, so therefore there's more diversity.
Right.
Yes. You know what I'm saying? So you have a lot more different voices now. Back then, it was only a select few people that had got their voice out. Because it was new and because of the things that were happening.
Right.
So that's the reason why it has such a social political viewpoint early on. But as it evolved and it's continually evolving now, I think that's where the state is currently. But for me, hip hop has always been the voice of what's happening. And the voice of the cool shit, like the shit that's popping. Like we
culture.
Are pop culture.
Exactly.
You understand? We're the ones that set the trend. Jay-Z set hella trends.
Yes.
Like hip-hop artists, Kanye, they set trends in all of culture, man, and that's what hip-hop is. Hip-hop is the voice. Hip-hop is a vehicle. Hip-hop is how Maybach is cool. It is a byproduct of all of those things. And hip hop has always been all encompassing. That's why I like it. That's the reason why you can have trap music. That's the reason why you can have, you know, your boom bap stuff. That's the reason why you can have
trap West Coast. And rap like is a part of like the hip hop that we're speaking of right now?
Yes.
I feel like people get I feel like people get so stuck in like what hip hop was at one point.
Yeah.
And they don't want it to just grow into what it is now. I understand, like, because of what FIFO was saying, like, people are getting more diverse. There are more people making music, period.
Yeah.
So when it comes to hip hop, it's a lot of people making a lot of trap music. It's a lot of people making a lot of conscious stuff.
That's not like hip hop by definition.
Why not? What do you mean?
Hip hop by definition, the four pillars of hip hop. You know, if that was you talking about hip hop as a culture or hip hop as a genre.
I guess the feeling that I get, like, let me ask this question. It's cool.
And let me ask this question. Does culture not evolve? Like we have fundamental principles of everybody's culture, right? Yeah. Like Cuban
but
culture,
all evolution
culture.
Is a good evolution.
But wait. But that's subjective, correct?
Yeah.
So what you're saying is that when everything was new, everything was great, there was nothing that was considered trash.
Oh, there was
everything,
a lot of trash back
exactly,
in
the 90s. Exactly, Ken. So there has always been trash.
There was trash back in the 90s.
Give me an example.
We just had this conversation, man. This is so crazy.
Shut up.
There's always trash, man. Everything wasn't always great.
I'm not saying that it was, but I need to know. I need to understand what trash mean. Was.
This is an unfair fight. State your age one more time.
24.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, bro, I'm 32 and I could barely name, like, you know what I'm saying, a whole bunch of people that was whack, you know what I'm saying, back then, because the way you consume music was different.
Yeah.
And you did not get as many artists. Do you understand, Ken, that we listen to people now? We listen to people now that are in their closet making music and then just might go out there
and it sounds like
wait, hold on. I'm not done with my point now. It might go viral. It might not sound clean, but it might go viral. For good reasons or bad reasons, irregardless, we listened to it and we consumed it. Back then, that there were guys back in the 90s that were doing the same thing, but they didn't get heard. So they might have got passed up.
They didn't get away.
But Ken, at the end of the day, they got out there and their voice was heard. And if they just made one song, there's nothing wrong with a one-hit wonder. You
I'm
understand?
Not saying that it is.
Okay, so then what's the point you're trying to make? Because
no,
at the end of the day, we're music.
If he's gonna say something like he just said,
yeah, he's all
right. He said it definitively.
He has artists that he can reference to.
Now I don't know if you were saying it. Now I'm not gonna even give you a way out. You said it like you had artists that you listened to in the 90s that were trash. That's why I asked for some examples.
AZ, for example, you know who AZ is. I know you know who AZ is.
You're gonna say AZ was trash.
After a certain point, you gonna tell me he was the illest coming out?
You're gonna say AZ.
You gonna tell
trash.
Me he was the illest coming out? He has some
do or
dope
die.
Verses.
Do or die.
He has
no,
some.
No, no, do or die.
No, he had a dope project. What,
come on now.
What's it do? Yeah.
Come on now. Slow down.
Hey, look.
What did you say though?
It's subjective.
No. And here's the thing. In the overall perspective, AZ did not have a triumphant career. Can come on now.
We talking about career that doesn't make him whack.
Here's what I've been trying to say to Ken for the longest period, because we had this conversation back and forth so many times, man. Now, like, we got this whole revisionist history thing now, right? Because when you go to the classic hip-hop stations now, the stuff that's playing the 80s and the 90s music, they're only playing the good shit. So that makes you think, if people listen in 2016, and it's like, oh, all the music in the 90s was dope. All the music in the 80s is dope. That's not true.
If
they're just only playing the classics, the good shit, and that's all that keeps getting recycled and stuff, right?
Did I not make that point on your podcast?
You said hip-hop was getting worse.
It is getting worse.
It is not.
But I also said that the Temptations have bad albums.
Right.
I said Marvin Gaye struggled out the gate.
Right.
He has albums that were not good until he hit his peak.
Right.
Stevie Wonder hit his golden age, then he fell off.
That's nice.
For Stevie.
We getting all the good shit, we're getting shit, we're getting all the bad shit right now.
Exactly.
So right now, you're focusing on everything that's coming out right now instead of like the golden age of hip hop in the 90s and 80s, because all their pain is
the
class
was bigger.
Artists that come out that were out back then that were not as good.
Right, but we don't talk about those
anymore. MC Hammer.
But we don't talk about those
anymore. We can't ignore them, they were part of the culture, but they were huge influences and parts of the culture, whether they were good or bad.
But when you talk about the music of the 90s, you don't talk about those people, that's what I'm saying. Y'all talk about it when you're trying to make a point and saying, oh, there was bad stuff too, but you don't bring them up and saying, this was the music that came up in the 90s. Like, the other thing that I tried to tell Ken is that younger folks like us, we didn't grow up with the music in real time.
It's like Vic Staples.
So
Vic
we,
Staples said.
Yeah, like,
you,
yeah.
Another point, and I'm not taking side with the younger cats. Music wasn't as accessible as it is today.
Right.
Like, we can get to whack, like, you had to be dope to put out something, you know what I'm
exactly.
saying? Or to get on the radio, right? Or whatever. You just couldn't just put anything on the radio. You couldn't just easily find that record on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But
filter,
now...
The filter was stronger than
exactly,
it's
stronger,
yeah.
stronger. So now I can see why it seems like it's... I mean, because there probably was plenty of rappers. I remember rapping.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Exactly. I remember trying to rap. But
rappers that
access.
Couldn't make it.
Yeah.
Because they were not good enough to make it. Based on the standards of hip hop that was out.
No. It was based on the standard of media consumption.
Yes.
That's the
That's
point.
What
no,
is.
They
the
were. What do you mean? What do you mean? You had DJs that would not play the shit because the shit.
But, okay.
The point is.
Ken, I'm about to get you.
I know.
You're 100% right. There was a gatekeeper. You know who the gatekeeper now is? The artist. That's the difference.
What artist?
The
artist that put out video on YouTube that go viral?
Yes. Exactly. There's no longer the need of the radio to become an established artist. No, you done. Hold on. One of my favorite artists, right? Everybody that watching right now knows that I love Big Crit, right?
Yeah.
What has Big Crit been talking about, especially in his last two projects, about how he talked about in his last project, he calls the radio station, he get hung up on, but he still has a following. People still know who he is.
We don't
he has hundreds
radio.
Of thousands of people.
That hasn't changed. That part of hip hop hasn't changed.
But in the 90s, it was not the same.
There was no internet. There was
type
no,
of sessions.
Yeah, so
thank God there wasn't an internet. You know what I'm saying? Because
but if there was, there'd be a lot more shitty music.
That's the point.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But that is also part of the problem, is that the
of
accessibility
course.
Of being
of
able
course.
To hear
but
the rappers that are not up to standard.
But accept it.
You can't change that.
That's why we have
going back to what you were saying about the radio part, artists back then did not get played on the radio because they weren't able to be discovered. Most of the artists that are playing right now that are not up to the standards of what I listened to growing up, they're only being played because there's a popularity attached to it. It's the same thing I told you. It's not about the quality of the music, and I should have said quantity, it's about the
quantity
of the clicks.
Yeah.
So if you got a guy on the internet that's able to pop off and blow up, people are gonna put it out because he's popular, he brings attention. That doesn't make the music good, and that's the problem.
But, no.
You guys are saying that because they have a massive following that we should accept.
What I'm saying is, right now in hip hop, it's just a bigger pool, so you hear more
right.
stuff.
That's the,
it just overall, it's just a bigger amount
where,
of good
where
and bad. And I understand where you're coming from. You don't like the evolution of where hip hop has gone.
It
like
goes
you have
its ups
a standard.
And downs.
No, of course, everything does.
I'm not denying
but
that.
You like I feel like you and B the most have like this hip hop standard. And any time that it's kinda just pushed, you're more accepting. B on the other hand, he's very you know, he's very strict with it. But and I get it, because some of the shit I can't relate to. And I'm younger than you. You know what I'm saying? I'm definitely older than them. Some of that shit I just can't fuck with. And I feel you, and I understand it. But at the same time, some of that stuff I can vibe with. I may not like it. I may not, like, champion it. Be like, yo, you gotta go check out this latest Young Thug track. He may have a couple verses or a hook or a song that he's on that I may like. And I am accepting of that. And I just feel there is an age demographic that just will not accept it. And that's, I think that's
like,
an issue.
Like the Chief Keef and like the Lil B's and Young Thugs and like Future or whatever. So you're saying like that's hip hop?
Yes. Yes.
Don't come for Lil B.
Yes. Because you know what?
Don't come for Lil B.
I don't know. I don't know.
Because look,
I would consider it, I guess, trap or rap. I don't get that feeling when I listen to Lil B.
Yeah,
you
feel everybody saying though, right?
I do. But
going back to something you said in the beginning, is you said like hip hop is an art. And you say it is like an art, and just art in itself changes and evolves through time. Y'all are artists, you understand, right?
Yeah. I think the standards has lowered over the last.
But what are you looking for? Like boom back shit all the time? Like what are you looking for?
Because I'm trying to figure out. The standard is lower. You have Kendrick. You have Schoolboy. You still have Joey Badass. Joey Cole. You still got guys that give you the standard you're looking for, and you have guys that are setting new standards, whether you think they're higher or lower.
And that's the problem.
Why is that a problem?
I agree with that though, for real. Because I consider like TDE like hip hop. Like they're the hip hop that I'm talking about. You know what I mean? Like, but then you also have like the
Young Thugs and stuff.
Yeah, so I mean.
Yeah.
So you don't like the Futures and the Young Thugs?
I think that's just what it is. I'm not
saying that.
It's not lyrical music.
I understand.
So you're trying to hold these guys to that standard. That's not fair. That's not the music they make.
If they're not making music that you like specifically, it's not hip hop.
That's what it sounds like.
You're not specifically saying that.
No, it's
but that, like, at least Rock, you're more open to the idea of like, I don't really resonate with this stuff.
No, I'm saying the standards, the quality has lowered. It's still part of hip hop.
So what's the standard that's lowered?
MOB shit.
I think the music that. So we go to, I guess, Lil Yachty.
Why can't that type of music be called something different? Like why does it have to be? Hip-hop. I just
want
to know.
Exactly.
Like hip-hop has taken some major shifts, right? Yeah. Like at certain points in time. Yeah. I want to say that a lot of the stuff that we're hearing now is really a descendant from So Far Gone. The whole singing, rapping type stuff. You know what I'm saying?
808s
and Heartbreaks. You know what I'm saying? Like all of that mood type music, stuff that's airy and spacey, that you get emotional, you know, on, that you can still rap on, you can still kind of be hard on, you know what I'm saying? All of that stuff, this is just an evolution of that. Yeah. These kids didn't grow up on on the people you grew up on.
No, they shouldn't have, Ken.
They grew up on Drake. They grew up on Kanye. They grew up on Jay-Z. These are the guys.
People that are before you. Study the greats.
I don't think that that's always necessary.
Coming from music that if you make a decision to do something, you should understand his history and his background. You should study the people that were good.
I feel you on that, but coming from an artist.
And you are a dope artist.
Yeah, and coming from an artist, and half the motherfuckers that you name sometimes, I didn't even get a chance to listen. Like, I didn't listen to a Big Pun album until like last week. But for me to be a dope artist, it's like, how are you a dope artist and you didn't do this? You know, you didn't do all this homework.
Creativity comes from within. Now, you like certain things may be able to kind of tweak it to make you think of shit differently.
Yeah.
But true creativity comes from you.
That's right.
From you being unique. So when you hear these guys, yes, they may have been influenced by other people, but they are being them.
Yeah.
And you are trying to say that they're not validated for being themselves. So what are you doing?
You're not saying it explicitly, right?
Whoa, no, that's what you're implying. Yeah, well, what everything you're saying.
My favorite type of hip hop is people telling their stories like in their own way, like being themselves, just like what people were saying. Whatever that means. If I like it, it's dope. And some people, I'm just like, I don't really fuck with that. I mean, it happens a lot. With all of us here, it's a lot of music that we don't fuck with. Yeah. I don't personally care for Lil Yachty like that. I like some of his music, you know, it bangs. And that's okay to me. I feel like you're just like, everybody sounds like this, everybody sounds like that. People are telling their stories how they tell it. You're not gonna fuck with everybody's story. You're not gonna fuck with the way that they tell it. And that's fine. I feel like that's okay. You know, hip hop is, it doesn't have to be this singular, I'm not a problem though.
Wow.
This is what I'm saying. I'm not an issue. Like, you refuse to evolve, to grow, to accept the fact that this is real, that this is happening, right? You're just like, if it doesn't sound like this, it's no good.
No, if good is not good.
What
it's
is
not
good?
Exactly.
Music is a feeling and an emotion, and if it make you feel good, it's music. Good. That's
music.
It.
That's music in general. Like, in general. But I'm saying, like, why can't it be hip-hop, rap music, trap? Like, why does it all have to
be hip-hop? Why does it have to be separated? Why does it have to be separated?
Well, you just said Erykah Badu is one of your favorite hip-hop artists. She doesn't make hip-hop music. She does hip-hop stuff.
She's a part of the hip-hop.
But when you categorize Erykah Badu, most people would say neo-soul, R&B, like instantly. Nobody would jump to hip-hop.
People would say hip-hop.
Because she's worked with the roots.
Rap and trap come from hip hop. Like one of the.
So you saying because it was birthed from hip hop?
MCing is like straight from hip hop. MCing is straight from hip hop. When you are spitting bars, like
what's Lil Yachty doing?
He doing trap. He's still doing hip hop though. It's still categorizing it. I give it to you like this. When them white people look at it, what do they call it? when they look at it, what do they call it? Hip hop rap. They don't call that shit.
Regardless
trap.
Of who's
that's hip hop or rap.
Yeah, it's a lot of white people that aren't in the, you know, the hip hop.
They don't give a fuck.
Lump everything together.
They don't give
they think
a fuck.
Kendrick Lamar and Lil Yachty are the same nigga. They just like the same shit.
They don't
you
care.
Know? We like, know because we're about that life. Like this is the music that we listen to, and that's fine to me at least.
I mean, that's like working for Coca-Cola and everybody got the same title. Like, nah, it's separated differently, but you all still work for Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
Like, you're a supervisor, but you still work for, it's one umbrella.
All music like, that's branches what it is. Out like that. It's just, one umbrella. Like, hip-hop
music
is
getting worse.
Not
music
at all.
Bad.
Music's getting better.
I mean, I think motherfuckers go looking for bad shit. Like,
I don't think people looking for bad shit. I think bad shit is being put in our fucking face.
That's all they focus on. Yeah, like, that's all they focus on is every time you hear somebody, like, you'll see it in y'all comment section all the time. I don't want to hear no Lil Yachty trash, no future trash, but you like it's fucking Mick Jenkins out here, it's Vic Mensa out here, it's
TDE.
Chance the Rapper is my nigga.
TDE,
like,
what I'm
out
saying
here.
Is that they have always existed. This, these artists that you're naming, there's always been a base amount of artists that have been able to put out dope shit, and that standard has remained. What has happened though is going back to what FIFO said, that pool has expanded,
right.
And with the expansion of that pool, now you got motherfuckers that are absolutely not good,
and
that have more good.
That's
yeah.
cool.
No. I don't think there's more good.
That's
I don't think there's
wait,
more good. No, it's not.
You cannot increase the volume without increasing both aspects of that. How is in proportion?
Come on, man. But hold on. What Ken is doing right now?
Telling me
hold on. What Ken is doing right now?
You more good rappers from now that you can name me from the 90s.
No. I won't even go that far. Because I had the same exact conversation with my brother. When y'all were younger, right? There was a gap in hip hop.
Yes.
There was a big gap in hip hop.
You talking about in 2000s?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So this right here, exactly. This right here is directly correlated to that. Everybody that we're naming, Mick Jenkins, Joey Badass, all of these guys, how old are they? They're your age.
They're like 18.
Why?
Like that.
Yeah. Why? And the other motherfuckers, Lil Yachty and Lil Uzi Vert, how old are they?
19.
Your age. Right. Why? Because these motherfuckers are internally creative and they've been influenced by different shit, especially when there was a gap in hip hop. So they're going like this.
But the like with dominating is the trap.
Look, y'all talking about that pool, right? What's going on right now is y'all still in the three, like y'all don't want nothing that's in the 3 feet, but y'all still swimming in the 3 feet. Like go to the 4 foot and go with these artists that y'all fucking with, but don't stay over here with the niggas you don't want to swim with.
That's what y'all talking about. That's exactly what it is.
You calling for the lifeguard, you know what I'm saying? Like,
what I'm saying is that this pool that expanded has brought in all these motherfuckers that can't swim.
But it also
going back to what you saying, all these other motherfuckers that you guys are naming,
so them
motherfuckers
swim.
Them motherfuckers Olympics.
So right. Let them niggas
swim.
A lot of people swim. That are Olympic swimmers, right?
Y'all, but you got, no, but what's happening is these motherfuckers
elite.
In
that's
a 3 foot pole and 3 foot pool is you got motherfuckers running in trying to save these. Oh shit, let me go in and save these motherfuckers.
But you can't.
But I'm saying,
no, wait. You know what it is?
Wait, hold on.
He's trying to save them.
Hold on.
Why you trying to save them? I'm being a favorite rapper, bro.
Nobody over here trying to justify those guys. You keep bringing up Lil Yachty, Lil Bo, but they don't want to accept the fact that music is getting worse. You are in the three feet, nigga.
We over here in the fourth feet.
What you're saying is, let the motherfuckers drown. My point to you is they're not. They're not letting the motherfuckers drown. They're saving the motherfuckers by giving them the platform in order to be heard, the platform that we're all hearing.
So if you can swim, why do you give a fuck?
I give a fuck because
why do you care?
I like music and I like quality.
If you
music,
over here
and doing everybody
but that's what I'm saying. If you
music.
Over here doing the breaststroke, why the fuck do you care about a nigga who's like fucking belly flopping over here? He ain't even splashing in your area. This nigga not even splashing in your
you
area.
You don't even care about that music.
But he's splashing it. He getting water in everybody else's fucking eyes.
Why do you care about them?
Because here's what happened. I'm new to hip hop. Here's what happened. I'm new to hip hop. I don't know shit about hip hop. I'm like, yo, I want to get with this hip hop shit. So I'm starting to step in the fucking pool. And this motherfucker that's belly flopping, flashing fucking water all up in my face.
So then you know you don't want it.
Wait, exactly. Look, I'm new to hip hop. He's new to hip hop. We're 24 years old. We don't know the same shit you know. And look at us. We're here talking to you about hip hop. We know what the fuck we're talking about. We just don't know exactly the same. We don't fuck with all the same shit you fuck with.
If that nigga, if that, and we like,
we still here.
Y'all motherfuckers, y'all got through, but there are motherfuckers.
We wanted to.
There are motherfuckers, but there, what about the people that stop there? What about the people that get all that shit in their fucking eye and be like, yo, fuck this. I'm
that's their fault.
Then let them drown.
Swimming is not for your ass. Then swimming is not for you. It's not for you.
But
if you don't realize it's layers in this motherfucker,
but the problem is the motherfuckers that's belly flopping and splashing are creating the sense that hip hop music isn't good.
But the people that's really in the culture knows though.
You know you don't want to be over there. If niggas getting shit in your eye and niggas is playing with fucking pool noodles and shit like that, and you don't want to be with that. Where do you go?
But
over there.
You want that motherfucker in here like, yo, let me. I don't want these.
Because it's a free fucking pool. Anybody can jump in.
Let me say this, man. Like, cause I know when the question was posed on Twitter, cause that's where it came from, right?
Yeah.
Like, is it in a good place? I think it was NASA or somebody that said, yeah, it's in a good place. You just gotta dig a little harder to find the gems now. That's all it is. You just gotta weed out that bad shit. You feel what I'm saying?
And to his statement is I don't disagree with that.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want that to happen now.
I think the digging, because we've always, look, my argument is that we've always had a stable of artists that have been in the forefront that's putting out good quality hip hop music. I'm not disagreeing with that. They're always there. What Beefo has said and illustrated is that the pool expanded, bringing in a ton of other artists that are making music that's not as good as the staple that already is. When back in the day, what would happen is if your motherfucking ass wasn't good, you wouldn't get in the fucking pool.
So then why don't you blame that on the people then? Why would you blame that on the artist? Blame that on the people. Because
I think it's part people. I think it's also part industry because of the money.
People are contributing to that. They are contributing to Lil Yachty coming up. Like they doing.
All right, I get what Ken's saying. Let me jump on Ken's side for a minute. So. Somebody you're saying that you want the filter to be stronger. You don't want like so many bad motherfuckers just jumping into the pool.
Exactly. See, but this is why it's subjective though. This is why it is so subjective. Because what he deems bad or whatever,
may not.
That generation is bumping to it. That does not make it bad.
Not everything.
I'm not saying
even some of the stuff that kids
he just wants the filter to be a little bit better.
And I understand that, but the filter is not for him no more though. That's my point.
Radio is not for you.
Exactly. Hip-hop is not for you. And the point I wanted to make too, how do you think music is consumed more? Through the radio or through your own device?
But that's where he's going to his point. Because the radio's not for him anymore. He feels like it was better when it was for him.
And I understand that. But that's what they're pushing out for belly flopping motherfuckers.
Yeah.
I don't listen to radio.
I don't either.
That's what I was going to ask.
We can agree that it is some trash on the radio.
Yeah, we're not saying because what Ken keeps saying is
probably like 60-70% of it.
Yeah, right. Now, what Ken keeps saying is that hip hop is getting worse. I would say that radio is getting worse. Radio.
Yes.
Okay. People my age don't listen to the radio. It's like, look, yeah, teenagers listen to Lil Yachty, you know, all the other stuff like that, and that's fine.
At the end of the day, if somebody is excited about this person's music, let them enjoy it, man.
Yeah.
Like why? I'm not,
I let people enjoy sometimes, but the fuck
I'm saying, you obviously don't.
But that's not my argument. What I'm trying to get you guys to understand, except Rock, is that because the pool expanded, their art music has gotten worse.
That's you're refusing to have the positive side.
I don't give a fuck about the positive side. There's two sides. You're focused on the negative side. The pool expanding of worse people.
But the positive, you're saying the negative got more. The negative gets more shine because of the radio, because that's all you're focused on.
With that being the main thing you focus on and the main thing you talk about, you are giving them shine.
You are giving them shine.
We're not. When you said hip hop is getting worse, we didn't instantly say, "Oh, Lil Yachty is awful."
Really didn't.
You said, "Oh, this is shit." You didn't mention Kendrick Lamar not once. You mentioned J. Cole to make a point that there are anomalies. You didn't say shit about Logic. You didn't say shit about Big Crit. You didn't say shit about none of these people because you joined. He did because he's trying to prove your point and saying that there is a whole lot of good shit out. out there. You should refuse to hear
guys.
Us.
Yeah.
More guys. Yeah. Yeah. More guys. Yeah. More people swimming. We keep going back to water for some reason. More people swimming. So it's more good swimmers as much as it's more bad swimmers. There's a pool only can hold 100 people. 50 good, 50 bad. You got a pool of 1,000 people. 500 of them are good. 500 of them are bad. That's all I'm trying to say. Oh, I'm not shitty.
This motherfucker in the closet got a motherfucking goddamn fucking what's that donut on? He got that donut on in the closet wrapped.
Ken,
but and look, then the motherfucker look, like y'all look, go over there and look, play the shit and look at the motherfucker rapping. And then everybody that all of a sudden see it because the views go up, they're like, oh, this motherfucker needed
to right, and the point I was making in the beginning is that it's because the access is different. It's always been dudes. Like I said, I was trying to rap. I'm not a rapper.
Right.
I was the dude with the donut on in the closet trying to rap. That's my point. Huh?
Why'd you stop?
What you mean? Because I couldn't get hurt. If I could get hurt and I saw I got views, I probably would keep doing it.
Not back then, though.
Modest me.
Probably back then.
Why not?
Why not?
Why not? That's my point. That's my point. The filter is yourself now. What do you mean? It's right. No. Wait. Hold on. Rock. No. Focus on me. Wow, would you consider yourself
creative? Are you a creative individual?
Yes.
And you were trying to express your creativity through a musical genre that you enjoy, correct?
Right.
But you found other avenues,
right?
But back then, if you had the internet and you put your music out there and people started listening to and like, yo, I fuck with this nigga Modest from fucking where the fuck you from? Tallahassee.
No, Tacoma.
God damn, he got me hyped. If niggas started fucking with you, you might not even be our cameraman right now. You just made millions and you retiring off some shit like Soulja Boy right now.
I just want to say, you did this to yourself, Ken. You want to bring these niggas on without Mike and Beanie here, and you ain't got no support but Rock. It's your fault.
I got my chance, goddamn.
I've been waiting to turn up on these niggas.
I know they got my back. They nice shit.
Fuck shit.
Old niggas. Listen, I love you. I need y'all to back me up. Y'all support your boy.
Come at him in the comments.
At the Mo Tyrell.
Yeah, the fuck out of me.
Jay Burritos, Runaway Jukebox, at Runaway Jukebox. Oh, get them motherfuckers, God. Man. And you already know who at FIFO and Rock held it
try
down.
Me.
At Rock.
Try me. I'll blame a motherfucker.
No, appreciate you guys watching. Let us know what you think in the comment section about this conversation. And we'll continue talking there, man. But this, y'all wanted that youth movement. I guess I don't want that shit now.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.